Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 29th. Would you believe we are approaching my first anniversary here on the Republic Broadcasting Network? And despite the damnedest efforts of some people, the Republic Broadcasting Network still lives. I've gotten quite a few emails from people who've been asking me questions about this business that we've all been hearing about and people have been gossiping about. And the easy answer from my point of view is that I don't know any of the details. But what I do know is this. I do know that the Republic Broadcasting Network is here bringing people news and information that they can't get anywhere else. That the Republic Broadcasting Network provides a service that is vital in this day and age, and that we have John Statmiller to thank for that. I broadcast out of Washington, D.C., and I've never been in the office of the Republic Broadcasting Network. In fact, if I had run into John Statmiller in the street 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I wouldn't have even known him. But I do know that the entire time that I've been broadcasting here from RBN, John has always been very helpful. Really, everybody on the staff at RBN has been very, very helpful. And my hope is that despite whatever differences there are, personality conflicts, financial conflicts, whatever it happens to be, that RBN will continue and that it will continue as a vibrant network that it always has been. You know, this is a day and age where the mass media in this country is very much controlled, and that's why networks like RBN and independent publications like American Free Press and the Idaho Observer, two that I always mention here because they are near and dear to my heart, it's vital that we have this independent press. And, you know, there's always going to be conflicts. Human beings are human beings. And not everybody can always get along, but I've been through enough in my 25 years or so involved in the alternative, independent, patriotic, nationalist, whatever you want to call it, media, to know that there are also forces behind the scenes that work to exploit differences between good people. We saw what happened at the Institute for Historical Review in California. Outside forces that were determined to silence the voice of the Institute for Historical Review exploited internal differences between management and workers, turned good people into conspirators, and destroyed the Institute for Historical Review. The Institute for Historical Review today functions basically as a website. There are some people who simply have no idea of the real story of what happened there. But needless to say, after the Institute for Historical Review was taken over, it was used as a mechanism, a legal mechanism, to move against Liberty Lobby, which published the Spotlight newspaper, which I worked for basically from 1980 through 2001. So there are always two sides to every story, maybe sometimes even three sides to every story. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about conspiracy, we're going to talk about crime, we're going to talk about what's happening in our world today. Stay tuned, folks.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109. or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a very cold and windy Washington, D.C. I am here courtesy of the Republic Broadcasting Network and my sponsor, Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. And it does work, folks. I've told you time and time again, and if there's any new listeners here, and I hope there are, I'm here to tell you once more that it's not only worked for me, but it's worked for some friends and colleagues of mine. So check out Headaches Stay Gone on the Internet at its website address, headachesstaygone.com, or give them a call at 1-800, an 800 number, 1-800-327-0727. Okay, talking about the media, folks, very interesting. You may or may not have heard that the president of Israel, Moshe Katsav, has been accused of rape. And what's very, very interesting is that Mr. Katsav is saying that the elite establishment in Israel is joining with the press in a conspiracy to bring down President Katsav, who calls himself a working-class leader. In other words, he's using, really, in some respects, the kind of rhetoric that that those of us who broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, really, people in the alternative press, broadcast and print, both, we talk about the elite establishment. We talk about the way the elite establishment manipulates the mass media, the big media in America. And we're called conspiracy theorists, especially if we dare to talk about the power of the Israeli lobby and wealthy Jewish pro-Israel families who control the mass media at the highest levels in this country. And yet, here in Israel, President Katsav and his supporters are using the same kind of language, perhaps correctly. They're charging that the president, he comes from a working-class background. He's from... And he's from the Middle East. His family originates from the Middle East, but many in the Israeli ruling class originate from Russia and Poland and from Europe. So there are ethnic conflicts in Israel that, you know, the average American probably has no knowledge about, especially so many of these Americans who are big supporters of Israel and who have no idea that even God's chosen people, as they call the Israelis, even God's chosen people have a conflict within their ranks. So that's kind of an interesting story that that exposes cracks in the Israeli facade that that are not otherwise so evident to people. Now, talking about the press, you know, there's an independent magazine published out of New York called The Nation. I read it on a regular basis. It's kind of has a liberal slant. Some people might call it progressive. I find a lot of good material in it, things I agree with, things I disagree with. But let me read you, folks, because, you know, I can't put it any better myself. I'm not going to try to rewrite it or rearrange the wording and claim it to be my own. That's called plagiarism. What I'm going to do is just read to you what is on the cover of The Nation magazine in its February 5th issue. They say in very big type, "World opinion is against the U.S. escalation in Iraq. The American people are against it. Congress is against it. The Iraqi people are against it. The Iraqi government is against it. Can a single man force a nation to fight a war it does not want to fight, expand a war it does not want to expand? If he can, is that nation any longer a democracy in any meaningful sense? If not, how can democratic rule and the Republican form of government be restored?" Well, now I know there's a lot of you out there who might take issue with the use of the word democratic and the word democracy, but let's not debate that. The real theme here is that, you know, so many people, including our military leaders, people in the intelligence establishment, everybody is against what George Bush insists we must do in Iraq. And, you know, there are these people like Hillary Clinton who are trying to have their cake and eat it, too. You know, Hillary Clinton saying that she's going to come around and decide what the best course of action is, while at the same time she's trying to play up to the substantial anti-war sentiments within the ranks of the Democratic Party. And thank God those substantial anti-war sentiments do have such a foothold in the Democratic Party. Now, I mentioned this February 5th issue of The Nation last week very briefly, and I think it's very important to point out that in this issue of The Nation, you will find a whole series of letters to the editor from people who are largely taking issue with the fact that The Nation had an article critical of many of those who have raised questions about 9-1-1. In their December 25th issue, The Nation had an article entitled 9-1-1, The Roots of Paranoia. And it's interesting, excuse me, is because The Nation points out that that article drew more mail than almost any Nation article in memory, except perhaps on the JFK assassination. And I might add that The Nation doesn't like JFK assassination theories any more than they like 9-1-1, quote-unquote, conspiracy theories. But in any case, you know, a couple letters that came in are very, very interesting. Actually, all the letters are very, very interesting, coming from a broad range of people who obviously feel, as The Nation points out, almost all agree that we don't know the whole story of what happened on September 11th, 2001. Well, you know, last week here on the program, excuse me, folks, a little rough here tonight. What we do know, as far as I'm concerned, what I know in my heart, based upon a wide range of material that's been brought out by a lot of people, based upon my observations of the media's coverage of 9-1-1, beginning very early on 9-1-1, what I do know is that the Arabs didn't do it. I know that the Muslims didn't do it. I know that Al-Qaeda didn't do it. I know that Osama bin Laden didn't do it. And when I say didn't do it, folks, what I mean is, you know, maybe there were some Arabs involved. Maybe even Osama bin Laden had some peripheral involvement with some of the people who actually carried out the crime. But ultimately, folks, when you get to the real source of it, it's going to take you right to a funny little city in the Middle East called Tel Aviv. And I'm talking about Israel. We had this so-called reporter who gave an interview to CNN who said he wished he knew. He said, I wish I knew who did 9-1-1. This is a reporter. This is a reporter who is who has made his reputation on being a 9-1-1 truth researcher, but now when he has the opportunity to go before CNN, he says he wishes he knew who did 9-1-1. Well, folks, we know who did 9-1-1. It wasn't the Jesuits. It wasn't the Vatican. You know, I'm not even sure the real people that carried off 9-1-1 would have even bothered to bring George Bush himself in on the conspiracy. He may have been, you know, I mean, we could go on and speculate here, folks, but the point is this, that we know we've been lied to. We know that the official stories don't add up. We knew that from day one. More and more evidence has come out. Unfortunately, I'm afraid, we who are concerned about the truth about 9-1-1 are getting ourselves into a rut. Now, I haven't written about 9-1-1 for some time, mainly because it's something that there have been a lot of other people doing a lot of good work about. And as I say, I am absolutely convinced that in the big picture and in the smaller picture, we've been lied to about 9-1-1. Everything from what happened to that plane over Pennsylvania to what happened at the Pentagon to what happened in New York. I mean, you know, anything and everything we've been lied to. But I think it's time that we've got to put on the brakes and don't go overboard. I've seen some of these 9-1-1 websites by even by Professor Fetzer, and now the new website by the people who broke with Professor Fetzer. And you know what, folks? If you get on there, you know, I'm a little bit more well-read than the average person on 9-1-1 in particular, just like all of you are. Don't get me wrong, I'm not putting myself in a special category. But the fact is, when I get on those websites, and as much as I know about the lies of 9-1-1, as much as you know about the lies of 9-1-1, it gets confusing. You get caught in quicksand. You get caught in mud. You get caught in a briar patch. You don't know which way to turn. People are starting to get distracted by the small details and forgetting the big picture, the big answer. Who carried out 9-1-1? Who benefited? This is the same thing, as I said, that happened in the JFK assassination. Vincent Salandria said years ago, while the assassination researchers have involved themselves in consuming preoccupation with the microanalytic searching for facts of how the assassination was accomplished, there has been almost no systematic thinking on why President Kennedy was killed. Well, we want to know why 9-1-1 happened, why the people who carried off 9-1-1 did what they did, what was their ultimate goal. And I'm afraid, folks, that if we get too deeply involved in the forensics and start talking about molten metal and physics and all sorts of things that are beyond the average comprehension of the average American, unless they've been trained in science and physics and all sorts of things like that, I'm afraid that we are going to drown people in 9-1-1. Think about that, folks. We have a couple callers, and I'm going to bring them up right after the break. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of John Statmiller and Headaches Day Gone.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a very cold Washington, D.C., the headquarters of American Free Press. He'll tell you a little bit later about what's in the latest issue of American Free Press, but in the meantime, we have some callers. We're going to go right to the callers right now. We have Jim in Texas. Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, Mike, hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I can't listen on the Internet tonight because you're knocked off the Internet, so I had to get on.
All right.
I've studied your 9/11 thing exhaustively, and I've come to one conclusion, that there's only one group of people that's responsible, and that's those Bolivian women with their coca leaf chewing, Hamburg hat wearing. These are the people responsible because they have the perfect alibi. They wear their Hamburg hats and they chew coca leaves. So there's no way you can disprove that they're responsible. It can't be Larry Silverstein. It can't be Benjamin Netanyahu. It can't be the entire Jewish-controlled media or the Jewish-controlled government. It has to be those coca-leaf-chewing, Hamburg-hat-wearing Bolivian women. I've come to that conclusion because they have no alibi whatsoever. And I can prove that. Ask them. Go down to Bolivia and ask them, where were you on 9/11? Well, they're going to say, I was chewing coca leaves wearing a Hamburg hat. You know, it's a phony alibi. We all know that. This is just a satire, of course, on the entire thing of the people with the blue screen with the and the mini nukes and all these other absurd theories as to what happened. And they'll come out with these theories, and they'll even get physicists will come on and say, "Yep, it was mini nukes." And they'll get other people to come on and say, "Yeah, it was this, or it was that." But it all boils down to those damn Bolivians. I've been suspicious of them since I was a youngster.
You know,
and you probably have too, because you used to write for the Spotlight. So I know you noticed right away there's something wrong there.
Well, you know, Jim, I'll tell you something. You know, as I said, I've never put myself out as an expert. And the only thing I put myself out as an expert on that I can think of was just the other night when I said I happen to be an expert on one thing, and that's the E. Howard Hunt and the JFK assassination. But But, you know, my observations on 911 are, you know, reaching this point that I'm beginning to feel that a lot of the details that are out there floating around, a lot of the theories. Now, many of the people who are out there putting out these different theories about the forensics of 911, many of these people are totally sincere. But a lot of them, I don't think, are necessarily sincere. I think they're out there deliberately trying to muddy the waters.
Absolutely. Misdirection. You argue about the minutiae. You argue, was it a mini nuke or was it a blue screen or was it this or was it that? But the point is, who did it?
Exactly.
Who could
I think we've reached the point to do it? Yeah, we've
reached
the point.
Who has the power? Do you think that for one minute that Dick Cheney can silence the American news media, that he, that Bush or Cheney or anyone else can tell the news media, ignore this subject? Nixon couldn't silence him when he went after him for Watergate. No president can silence the news media unless they want to be silenced.
Exactly.
And then we go right back to those damn coca leaf chewing Homburg hat wearing Bolivians. They're the menaces of the whole world. Everybody knows they're behind everything. Like the Black Pope and the Jesuits. And these people have no more authority than a janitor in Pocatello, Idaho.
You know,
it's all ridiculous.
Jim, you know, Jim, you know something? You have, in just a few lines there, you have put the whole thing into perspective.
It's capsulizing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and this is the problem. You know, if we continue to go on this course, and trying to convince the average person, when you put a whole array of scientific material in front of them, they just don't understand it.
Oh, and they understand. It's called cognitive dissonance is what it's called. I have a twin brother. I tried to tell him this, and he just shut me out. Of course, he worked for the government his whole life, so that ought to tell you something right there.
I had a friend who had a brother like that, and he worked for the government too, and that was always his complaint, that his brother could be, and this isn't true about all people that work for the government, but so many people who get into that government mindset are so ready to echo the government line, which these days in the United States is the media line, because
Absolutely. The
media controls the government and not
Absolutely.
Vice versa.
He accused me of wearing a tinfoil hat and viciously typing in my computer while I was wearing a tinfoil hat, other than answering my questions. I asked him some very simple questions. Why did Building 7 collapse? Explain that to me. He chose not to explain it. He chose instead the typical Jewish argument of start calling you names. You're wearing a tinfoil hat and you're typing at your computer day and night, and you're a kook. This is a twin brother that I lived my whole life with, of course.
Well, you're lucky you two guys didn't get picked up as children by the CIA. There's nothing the CIA loves more than to get their hands on twins.
We're not identical. We're fraternal, so there is a difference. So we're fraternal, and I might add very fraternal in this case. But anyhow, I just had to call in and tell you about these, because I've never heard anybody else mention these damn Bolivian women with their Homburg hats and chewing coca leaves.
And that
makes them very suspicious, in my opinion.
I think I saw some Muslim missionaries down there running around with those women, so that might be the Muslim connection to 911 right there.
They're probably all tied in with Hugo Chavez and Al-Qaeda. What a stupid name, Al-Qaeda. That's a made-up situation if I ever heard of any.
Jim, thanks for your call. You put it into perspective. All right. When we come back, we'll go to our other caller, Paul in Delaware. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to me on shortwave tonight, I guess. I'm not very technical, folks. I'm just glad you're listening to me. We've gotten some phone calls, so I know you're out there listening. Okay. I got to read something to you. I got a big kick out of it. I'm so used to reading rotten stuff about myself. But I was just doing a search regarding on the internet regarding my book, Final Judgment, and I found a news article about me that was published in Malaysia in September of 2004, whenever I went over to Malaysia for the first time. And this article was written, I don't even know who wrote the article, but I'd like to send them a gold medal. They say, Michael Collins Piper remains a sweet, bright-eyed, earnest, and eager U.S. citizen who only wants for truth to be told. It's heartening to hear the blue-eyed, blonde-haired, burly Washington, D.C. resident persuade the world that Americans are nice people, really. I like that, folks. Sweet, bright-eyed, earnest, and eager, who only wants for the truth to be told. Well, that's true, although somebody told me today that, that my eyes were a little... They asked me if I'd had too much to drink last night, and I said, no, I haven't had a drink in a week. I guess I'm just getting old, and I look like I had too much to drink last night. But the Malay Mail said that I'm sweet, bright-eyed, earnest, and eager. Anyway, let's go to Paul in Delaware, who's been waiting very patiently. Paul, come on up.
How are you doing, Michael?
How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing fantastic because every day I wake up, I realize that, you know, even though I see a lot of disheartening things, I know that when a person understands their possibilities and that they can do something about a situation, this stuff will end. So my first point I'd like to do is plug my MySpace account.
Okay, go ahead.
It's myspace.com/areyouacultmember, as it sounds. And the reason why I say that is because everywhere I turn, all I see are cult members. Now, cult members consist of a lot of different things, but first I'd like to, me and you are friends, but I got to tell you, this Jewish thing, I know it's very tricky. Don't say Jew, Zionist, wink, wink. I mean, there's so much to it, but you were saying earlier about Fetzer, and yes, he is a scum because he's so intelligent. I put him in a category of Alex Jones. I'm so intelligent. I'm too stupid to even realize what I'm doing to all of us. But why I say that is because you talked about Fetzer and how they're getting off into details about, you know, all this nonsense. And, yes, I say that to myself all the time watching the mainstream news. There's so much nonsense that you can get caught up in. But when it comes to Fetzer, I want to compare it to where I would say this Jewish conspiracy is coming from. I mean, I've been on the net, and I've seen, oh, man, look at how many Jews are in D.C. Look at how many Jews over here. And now I'm hearing from you, Michael, that people in Israel are the masterminds before. I mean, okay, great, fantastic. I wouldn't doubt that there's Jews involved, including Silverstein and all of them. But now I heard you say that, you know, everyone is talking about everything but the fact that the Jews are behind it. And I said to myself while listening, okay, great, Alex Jones is out there. This one's out there. Fetzer's out there. Dylan's out there. Everyone's out there with 9/11 videos, and I've went on the Internet, and, man, I've seen a lot of detailed nonsense about Jews and Jesuits and everything you can think of, including the white devil. But my point is, now that you have said that, I want to know where I can go to get this wonderful DVD that will wrap it up in a nutshell, how the Jews, who, you know what I have a problem with the Jews? I am so disgusted with Jews in the sense, not Jewish people, but Jews in the sense of this darn book they've written called the Bible that has got all of the world deceived and dumbed down and in a state of breeding believers. Not facts and documentation people, but believers. You know, that's why we have a hard time convincing people of anything, because of these Christians and these Muslims and these cult leaders, is everyone thinks that you must be a believer like I am. See, I believe that it didn't happen, and you believe that, oh, man, he believes 9/11 was, he's a kook. I mean, until, that's why I have a webpage, Are You a Cult Member? myspace.com/areyouacultmember. Now, I heard that Stettmiller is having problems and someone's jumping ship. All I can do is do this, because I'm sick and tired of radio shows and radio stations that do a lot of talking. I've heard them since I was a child. They do a lot of talking, but I'm still waiting for results. And the reason why there's not any results is because there's not good organization. Now, if you go to myspace.com/areyouacultmember, let me tell you something. This nonsense will stop. And anyone that jumps ship with Stettmiller, if you really jump ship because you want to see results, go to myspace.com/areyouacultmember. My phone number and how to get in contact with me is there, but I'm about results. Appreciate it, Michael.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. There's somebody who has some very firm views about some things, and he evidently thinks he has a solution, and, well, maybe he does. That remains to be seen. You know, a lot of people have different opinions about a lot of things. I know in particular his comments about the Bible are going to upset a lot of people out there. But on the other hand, I know for a fact that there's a lot of other people out there who think precisely as he does. That's been reflected in some of the calls that have come in. Interesting. He's looking for a video about 911. You know, I know the perfect person to do the video on 911 from the perspective that I'm talking about, and that's Mark Farrell. You know, his videos at honestmediatoday.com. That's honestmediatoday.com. Are some of the most hard-hitting videos I've ever seen on some controversial topics. I just wrote a review of some of his videos in a recent edition of American Free Press, and You may recall that I had him as a guest on this program some time ago. Very well done videos, I might add. So check it out, honestmediatoday.com. One thing I do need to point out here, I wanted to mention this last week or so. This is an interesting little item that appeared in the news that really says a lot about a lot of things. I may have mentioned it in passing, but I didn't get into the detail that I wanted. Washington Post reported on January 23rd that Newt Gingrich, he's got an operation called American Solutions for Winning the Future. I don't know if he has a MySpace account, but he calls his organization American Solutions for Winning the Future. He reported to the Internal Revenue Service that he had just collected a $1 million check from the Las Vegas Sands Corporation chairman, Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson, among other things, happens to be the ex-husband of Barbara Walters, the famous newswoman. But, of course, he's also a Las Vegas casino executive. And if you look back into Mr. Adelson's background, well, Forbes magazine listed him as the third richest man in America with assets of more than $20 billion. Mr. Adelson has never been convicted of any crimes, to the best of my knowledge. Mr. Adelson's name, though, however, has been linked in a lot of literature with some shady individuals who have been linked to the Jewish Organized Crime Syndicate. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Adelson was one of the people who sued Penthouse years ago. He was involved in a lawsuit against Penthouse over some comments that were made about alleged organized crime connections of some really highly regarded Jewish businessmen in this country. Well, needless to say, that gives you a flavor of Mr. Adelson's background. And the fact that Mr. Adelson has just given $1 million to an organization headed by Newt Gingrich, that wonderful conservative, that wonderful family values man, that wonderful defender of the American Constitution and defender of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, this really says something about who likes Newt Gingrich. $1 million. That's a lot of money, folks, from Sheldon Adelson. I mean, you know, how in the name of God can anyone, any serious American patriot, still consider Newt Gingrich someone who is a potential Republican president as a possible savior from America? I mean, it's kind of funny all these Christian conservative groups that are against gambling. And, you know, I like to go to the horse races, folks. So, you know, truth in packaging here. I like to go to the horse races every once in a while, and occasionally I even do well. But these Christian conservatives who continue to back Newt Gingrich, how are they going to explain away the fact that he's getting $1 million from the gambling industry? Boy, oh boy, I wish somebody'd give me a check for $1 million. You know, of course, Gingrich is going to use this money for underscoring a presidential campaign. He obviously can't use it in the campaign per se, but he will be able to use this money to go out on the road speaking around the country, promoting himself, getting his name out there. So, you know, the next time you hear some Christian preacher saying what a wonderful man Newt Gingrich is, you ask him why Newt Gingrich took $1 million from someone who rises out of the Las Vegas gambling scene. And if you want to find out about what Las Vegas is really all about, I've mentioned this book on the program before. It's a book called The Money and the Power by Sally Denton and Roger Morris. Very interesting book, folks. It's been available both in hardback and in paperback. And what's very interesting is that this book actually focuses on the fact that the Las Vegas casinos and the Jewish crime syndicate that played such a big role in getting the crime, getting these syndicate casinos rolling in Las Vegas, had multiple connections to the CIA and to the Israeli Mossad, that the whole intersection of these different forces, drug running, money laundering, Zionism, all came together in Las Vegas. And now Las Vegas gambling money extracted from poor suckers who went out to Las Vegas to get rich and only got poor. Some of them may have ended up hanging themselves, drinking themselves to death. It's going into the pockets of Newt Gingrich. I find that very, very interesting, folks. Well, if there's anybody out there who has any desire to comment on that or any other thing, you're welcome to call in here at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let me tell you about the February 5th issue of American Free Press that just went to press here last week. I did have the pleasure this past weekend of meeting for the first time in person Mark Anderson, who was a guest on this show just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Okay, we do have a caller coming up here. I'm going to bring him or bring her up. In any case, we had Mark Anderson visiting American Free Press, get to meet him for the first time. He's been writing for us for a long, long time, covering some of these domestic issues that somehow get tossed aside because we get bound up in so many of these big international issues that really dominate not just the mass media, but even the independent media as well. So we're glad to have Mark Anderson there. He's covering the big story up in New Hampshire about a gentleman who's been fighting the IRS and attracting quite a lot of attention there. Okay, well, we have a caller from New Mexico. I believe it's Ann. We'll bring Ann up. Come on up, Ann.
Hi, Michael.
It is Ann. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Yahweh bless you.
Appreciate that.
I'm one of those scripture readers and believers.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Listen, I've got some information for you and your listeners that really blew me away. A friend of mine gave me this article, and it's the Project for the Exposure of Hidden Institutions.
Okay.
And this particular institution is called Lee Circle. Have you heard of it?
Tell me about that.
Well, it was formed in the 50s, and I'm reading out of this article. So one of the most influential, secretive, and it goes without saying, exclusive political clubs. Now, I want to give you the site.
Go ahead.
This was written by Joel, J-O-E-L,
mm-hmm.
and then V-A-N-D-E-R, R-E-I-J-D-E-N. And the site is http://, and then the word home, H-O-M-E, planet.nl/%7E, and then R-E-I-J-D, 050/, and then the word introduction.htm.
Whoa, that's a long one, Ann.
Let
me ask you a question real quick to make it simpler for everybody. If people were doing a Yahoo search,
I would say
what words would they search?
Well, I would put Project for the Exposure of Hidden Institutions.
Okay.
And then also put in Joel Vander, R-E-I-J-D-E-N. This must be from the Netherlands, I guess.
Okay.
N-L. But let me read this quote.
Go ahead.
Very interesting. Quote, apparently there are at least two major power centers on the planet at this moment, with one relying primarily on economic and military dominance, and the other relying mainly on religious authority. The former is the Radical Anglo-American Israel Alliance. And now I step out of this quote to say this is primarily what you're focusing on, Michael. But I don't think we should leave out the second. And now I'm going back into the quote. The second, the Justice Radical Vatican Pan-Europa Network, which is dominated by Knights of Malta and a small coterie of Opus Dei associates. End of the quote. And I found out the other day, Jack Blood mentioned that five of the judges on the Supreme Court are Opus Dei.
Five of the judges?
Yeah.
That could be. I mean, I'm not going to dispute his word on that.
They're
I
Catholic.
Know Opus Dei is very influential, and I believe I've heard that, definitely heard that, what's his name? God, his name escapes me. See, I'm getting old. The Italian guy. I've definitely heard that he is a member, and I wouldn't be surprised to find out that the others are as well.
Now, let me give you some of the founders. Otto von Habsburg, Jean Monnet, Robert Schumann, Antoine Pinet, Jean Violette. Now, the European template, would you hold me over?
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a break coming up
now,
there.
This is really important. It's keys in with the NAU.
Okay, hang on there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a break. We have Ann from New Mexico talking about some hidden institutions, or maybe not so hidden anymore. Stay tuned, folks.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't have a headache, but you know if I did, I would take Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. We have Ann calling in from New Mexico here. And during the break, I entered into Google on the Internet and looked up Project for the Exposure of Hidden Institutions, which mm-hmm. Ann referred to. And I have to say, Ann, it looks like a very interesting website.
Oh, yes.
A lot of good stuff there. I don't necessarily agree with everything that's up there, but I'll tell you what, it's got a lot of good, solid material about a lot of things that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Yeah, I wanted to give you this information. I think it's very important because there are two centers. One's out of Rome, going to Paris, Brussels, Berlin, D.C., and South America. Now, what's interesting about South America is the heavy Catholic, participation. And this Jean Monnet's template for the European Union is being used for the North American Union, which will be an amalgamation of all three countries here. And by the way, the other one is comes out of London. It goes to Israel, D.C., and Vancouver. Isn't that interesting? That's the in New York.
Well, you know, I'll tell you,
those are the two leading power centers. Those
well,
two.
I'll tell you what, years ago, the Germans under the Third Reich issued a very interesting report entitled How Jewry Turned England into a Plutocratic State. And that report echoes a lot of what I'm seeing up here without pointing in the direction of the Jews, but this is the point that the Third Reich made, that many international Jewish banking houses out of Europe, particularly the Rothschild family, which had a base in London, they a lot of their satellites and members of their extended families married into British royalty in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where a lot of the source of this legend of the Anglo-American Empire,
mm-hmm.
that Anglo is
Israeli.
It's hardly Anglo anymore.
Well,
but that's where a lot of the...
It's mostly Israeli. Now, listen to this. Here's a remark by Otto von Hutzberg. Quote, the Pentagon is now a Jewish institution as all key positions are occupied by Jews. And the source is 208, so I don't know where 208 is. I don't have that right in front of me.
Yeah, Habsburg is one of those heirs of those old European titles. You know, those a lot of those families lost their money many years ago, but they
mm-hmm.
still have the titles, and they've hooked up with high-level Jewish finance. That's how Winston Churchill survived politically.
Well, I think the United States is going to be trumped by the European Union template. It'll be the North American Union. And it looks like that will be Trump over the Israeli Anglo economic military movement by Rome.
Well, I tell you what, if George Bush continues on his course today, I don't know who's directing it, whether it's Rome or Tel Aviv, but whatever that course is,
I think
that's the end of America. Now,
yeah,
Ann,
I think they're both.
I tell you what, Ann, we're going to be wrapping it up here in just a second
or two.
They're
working hand in glove, I do believe.
All right, well, we've got to go now, Ann.
All right.
We're running the end of this hour here. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. Michael Collins Piper speaking out and urging you to continue your support for John Stadtmiller and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more good programming with Rick Adams. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you here tomorrow night.
Attention, friends.